This is an executive summary of investing section 1231 gains in an opportunity zone, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Section 1231 gains, the capital gain style gains that arise when a business sells depreciable property or real property held for more than a year, are a meaningful source of opportunity zone investment, but they come with technical timing and netting rules that trip up the unwary. Unlike a simple stock or real estate sale, a Section 1231 gain isn't fully understood until year-end, when all of a taxpayer's Section 1231 gains and losses are netted together. Only the resulting net 1231 gain is treated as capital gain that can fund a qualified opportunity fund, QOOF, investment. The ordinary income piece, depreciation recapture taxed under Section 1245, does not qualify. And the 180-day clock for a net 1231 gain has evolved, historically tied to year-end but later given more flexibility. This guide explains what Section 1231 gains are, how the netting works, when the 180-day window runs, the common mistakes, and how to plan the reinvestment. This is educational information for business sellers, not tax advice. The Section 1231 rules are technical and time-sensitive, so verify the current rules and your specific facts with your CPA. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.